Hugh stared at her a moment, then said, "Grace, you shouldn't be in..."
"What's wrong with my mum?" Grace asked. "What did you do to her?"
"Nothing. I didn't do anything. You don't understand."
She understood plenty. His face was sweaty and red. Her mum was unconscious or worse. She couldn't tell yet. But there was one thing she knew for sure. He was to blame. Grace charged forward.
"Move! Get away from her!"
Hugh didn't budge.
"I mean it! Get out of my way, Hugh!"
She stepped around him, noticing something she hadn't until now. Blood. And lots of it. It had soaked through her mum's shirt, oozing drops of red onto the rug on the side of her body. Grace's knees buckled beneath her, and she collapsed to the floor. She leaned in, placing an ear over her mum's mouth. There was nothing. No air. No signs of life. She grabbed her by the shoulders, shaking her like a rag doll.
"Mum, please, wake up! Mum!"
When there was still no response, Grace sprung to her feet, stabbing a finger into Hugh's chest.
"She's not breathing, and the blood... You did this to her!"
"Look, Grace, this isn't the time to... I mean, I don't know how to explain."
He pulled a phone from his pocket and dialed a number. Before the call could go through, Grace lunged for the phone.
"Give it to me! Let me have it!"
"Stop it, Grace, stop it right now!"
He tipped his head toward the bedroom door.
"Go back to your room and wait for me until I come get you, all right?"
He was trying to get rid of her. Why? And whom was he calling? A friend? Someone to help cover up what he just did? Was she next? Eyes blurred with tears, Grace thrust her hands into his chest, shoving him backward. The phone clattered to the ground. She snatched it off the floor, waving it in front of him.
"You're nobody! You're not my dad! You're not her husband! You're nothing! And you don't get to tell me what to do! Get out of here right now! Get out of our house!"
Hugh grabbed her arm, yanking her toward the bedroom door. She wrestled away from his grip and ran into her mum's bathroom. She slammed the door and locked it. Heartbroken and scared, Grace's thoughts turned to the only man she'd ever trusted, a man she needed more than anyone right now. Glancing around, she eyed a window on the opposite wall, a window that was just big enough for her to fit through.